Wild Ice by Grace Connolly. Kira sat on her window seat facing the lake, reading a copy of Vogue commandeered from her mother. Brown cardboard boxes secured with packing tape were strewn about her bedroom. Each had her name on it, and her new address. She would miss this house, its small pink kitchen and big front lawn surrounded by snooping neighbors who seemed to have nothing better to do than to stick their unusually long necks over the fence to see how the begonias were doing. But most of all, she would miss the lake. The lake was her refuge. She would seek relief on hot days in its cool embrace and spend her days lounging on the sandy bank, one of her tabloids in hand, blocking out the world. When she swam in the murky depths, it felt like the water was alive. Kira's feet danced along the mud-caked bottom, stirring up sand and leaves and secrets. The secrets of her predecessors floated in the water like dead flies in discarded soda cans. They blended with the water, became the water, and caressed Kira's body, wrapping her in a safe shield of thoughts and feelings, sharing with her 1,000 private moments. But now she wasn't in the lake, stirring up secrets and feeling alive. She was in her room, packing up her belongings, moving to an apartment in a city she didn't want to go to, with an aunt she barely knew. Mom and Dad just needed to sort some stuff out. She started down the white-painted wood stairs on her way to the kitchen. "Kira!" a voice whispered, scraping the inside of her ears and sending a shiver down her spine. She looked around for the source, but saw only the vacant ground floor. All of her mom's little knick-knacks were packed into boxes, turning the once cozy living space into a skeleton. The vile taste of hurt, fear, and sadness bubbled up in her throat, but she quickly swallowed it back down. "No," she scolded herself. "It doesn't matter. You don't care. There's nothing you can do."
"Kira. Kira. Kira." The voice continued.
Kira's eyes drifted to the glass sliding doors and out towards the lake. Something was moving. Kira pushed open the door and cold air punched her in the face.
"Kiraly,"
it said again, using her full name this time. The voice was cold and creepy, but also riddled with fear and the stale sound of betrayal. "Why are you doing this?" she yelled, her sharp voice cutting through the wind. "Why now?" The wind stopped, and for a split second, Kira's world was silent. Then the voice erupted with the vigor of 1,000 serpents screaming in unison. "Kira! Kira! Kira!" The lake was boiling. The water undulated like a pit of writhing snakes. When the sloshing liquid hit the frigid air, it turned to ice. Crazy, beautiful, wild ice. It pushed itself over the tall bank and crawled up the side of the lawn, whispering, "Kira!" Pain in each syllable. Kira backed up, not turning away from the ice until she was pressed up against the door. The ice followed. It crawled up the door, sealing it in place and secured around her hand, freezing Kira in place. "Please," she whimpered. "Why are you doing this? What do you want me to do?" Hot tears dripped onto the ice, making a hiss on contact. "Kira, Kira, Kira, stay."